I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been nearly 2 weeks since the Syrian city of Raqqa was liberated from ISIS. Raqqa was formerly ISIS' de facto capital and command center. Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says, as ISIS strongholds are defeated, it may have a scattering effect and we may see ISIS pockets pop up in formerly peaceful areas. Meanwhile, Christian Aid Ministry partners in Syria are pressing on in outreach. They're even seeing the numbers of new believers growing as Syrians feel more freedom to ask spiritual questions. But the humanitarian needs aren't over.
As we get towards the winter season, there's going to be a lot of need just for things like blankets, hot water bottles. There is a need in some places for even electric heaters.
Learn how to support the ministry in Syria when you visit missionnews.org. And have you ever set a goal that was so lofty you knew that short of a miracle, it may be impossible to meet it? That's exactly what Jason Wolford and his team at Mission Cry did several months ago when they set out to equip the entire country of Belize with Bibles and Christian books. To recap, Wolford says,
our goal was that by November 17th that would come to pass, and we're so excited we need to send 6 sea containers in order to fulfill those quantities to be able to freely distribute those Bibles and Christian books.
Already they've been able to send over half of the containers. In November, they'll visit and host a gospel outreach concert. The event will be broadcast live throughout Belize. The trip is coming up fast, but there are still some funding needs with the containers. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.